percent of employers actually felt that the students were employable. And this skills gap is not really being filled. We have General Assembly, we have Code, we have Code Academy, we have lots of initiatives, but in a meaningful, structural, macroeconomic way, this is a big problem. But there's light. And there's a lot of light coming out of this room and rooms like this around the world, because in the report that BCG published recently, they showed that just in the G20, the internet by 2016 is a $4.2 trillion opportunity. And this is a big number. And what does that mean? Well, it means that we're starting to change things like education. Just at the bottom here is a live ticker that shows how much is spent globally on education and healthcare in a day. In a day, $3.4 billion is spent on education, just in a day. These are industries, education and healthcare, that are ripe for disruption and ripe for innovation. Obviously, we've read a lot about the third wave, the third industrial revolution, the change that's happening in manufacturing, 3D printing. If you haven't read Chris Anderson's book, Makers, that's a good guide to that adventure. And really, the labor market is changing as well. It's becoming more fluid and more connected. People can work and get work on an international and global basis here, whether it's offering your services on things like People Per Hour or Fiverr or TaskRabbit, or selling unique things that you do in places like Etsy. And the internet now, which is very different from 93, when I started at the Telegraph, we put the Telegraph online in October 93 with Ben Rooney. The internet then was a US internet, it was a Western European internet, if at all. Now it's really global. And we know that, you know, big, big internet economies are popping up in Turkey, in Russia, in Indonesia, in India, in China. So the opportunities are endless, really, with the internet. They're huge. And here was the amazing thing to me, coming back to London. The UK is actually the number one country in the world, in the G20, in terms of the percentage of our GDP that is on the internet. So how many of you have seen this slide before? Okay, none. All right, so take this in for a second. The UK has a bigger internet economy than China, than South Korea, than Japan. It's double the size of the US. So we are sitting in the country in the world where the internet has made the most impact. This is a major thing in the UK. And if you turn the clock back to 2010, when Robin Van Persie was still playing for Arsenal, good days for me. You know, this was the numbers that the UK internet was putting up. 120 billion pounds, 8.3% of GDP. What does that mean? What does GDP mean? You know, well, maybe it's no surprise. I mean, on a personal level, there's some Brits who've been pretty influential on the internet. Obviously, Tim Berners-Lee was responsible for the initiation of mass market desktop internet adoption. Arguably, another Brit, Jonathan Ive, played a pretty significant role in mass market mobile internet adoption. And actually, you know, the Brits are doing pretty well everywhere at the moment. And you know, you can be influential even without being American if you're good at acting. So, the internet is huge, the internet in the UK is huge. And this is what the GDP number actually means. It means that the internet, as part of our economy, is bigger than health, it's bigger than education, it's bigger than construction, it's bigger than utilities, it's bigger than communications, it's big. And you know what? The Americans, surprise, surprise, have got it. The US companies love the UK internet. Just last year, these US companies, who you all recognize, produced over 15 billion pounds of UK revenue. Those are big numbers. And actually, if you look at Facebook, how many people have seen this slide? England, London, is the number one English-speaking city on Facebook. And in the top 11 cities on Facebook, it is the only English-speaking city. You know, take that in for a second. This is not, you know, never mind my grandmother's internet. This is not even my mother's internet. This is not even my internet. This is an English, this is no longer an English-speaking internet. What else is going on in Britain with Arm in Cambridge, who designed the brains for mobile computing? In Cambridge, again, the blueprint for low-cost computing with Raspberry Pi. These are going to be major, major things that change the technology landscape, are changing the technology landscape in the next 5 years. And it's only just starting. If you look, the gap is actually widening. This is 2016. When the UK internet will be 12.4% of GDP, three times the impact in Germany, and again, more than two times the impact in the US. So you're in the right place to make a difference if you're involved in the internet. London's on a roll. And you know what? We've had 15 years of amazing startups in London. All of these are companies that have really made their mark or are making their mark on a global stage. SMEs in the UK are proactively adopting the web, and that's important because SMEs are 60% of jobs in our economy. And what this shows is that the SMEs who are adopting the internet are creating more jobs. And you know what? Remarkably, we're in the city. The London Stock Exchange, which some of you may have read, have recently said that they're going to open up the capital markets in the UK to make it easier for high-growth companies to list. And that's something we're really excited about and spent 9 to 12 months really lobbying for. We think this is super important. But what about the city? The city still seems preoccupied. There's something wrong in the city. This guy, Peter Drucker, once said, you know, if you can't measure something, you can't manage it. And what about the city and this 8%? You know, if the economy was 8%, internet was 8% of our economy in 2010, surely by 2013, the city has got it. But in the US, they've got it. It's only 5% of GDP. I mean, LinkedIn, Workday, stellar companies, they went public last year. But companies like Yelp and Zillow are smaller than Just Eat and Zoopla, but they're public. You know, when Jack Wilshere captains the English team in Brazil in 2016, you'll see an Arsenal theme here. You know, our internet economy is going to be £225 billion and over 12% of GDP. So here's the thing that's been puzzling me over the last few months, and it's great that we're all together and startups are doing well, and you know, SMEs are doing well, and Tech City is really exciting, and Oshi Monsters is doing great, Wanda's doing great, but maybe we've just been asking the wrong people about this issue. There are £660 billion of institutional funds under management in the UK. So far, that's other than the 4.3 trillion, that's the biggest number that I've put out. Just think about this for a second. How much institutional fund management is in the city? And think about how much of that money goes into equities or start or public companies. Why is this money sitting on the sidelines on the internet? Where are the analysts at Morgan Stanley, at JP Morgan, at Goldman's, at BlackRock, at Fidelity, the fund managers at Threadneedle, saying, what about your 8%? There is £130 billion of market cap, internet market cap, sitting in the FTSE 100 at some of these companies and more. And why don't we have a Mary Meeker for this generation? Why is no one asking these guys the question, what about your 8%? We've all heard about Kodak, destroyed by digital, destroyed by the internet. you know, closer to home. The same thing happened with